Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to deliver some gardening news, some wheat news, and we'll visit all the upcoming events from K-State Research and Extension, like the upcoming Wheat School, August 22nd, and the McPherson County Farmers Market each Saturday. But first, for today's Did You Know? With the 4-H Fair being over and the State Fair coming next month, have you ever wondered what it takes to exhibit a livestock project for a 4-H member? All animals, large and small, require responsibility. Most need to be handled and work regularly for many weeks prior to the fair. Cattle, sheep, and goat exhibitors practice by walking their animals with a halter to tame them and get them used to being around people. Hog exhibitors practice driving their pigs using a small stick to guide them. Some 4-H families work their animals daily, while others may work them just once or twice each week. All animal projects require daily care, including feeding, watering, grooming, and observing for sickness or illness. Practice does make perfect, and the more you do most of the time will pay off. Animals, of course, can be unpredictable, and constant work and effort and keeping a daily routine helps in taming and preparing them for the upcoming shows and can eliminate some of the surprises. Exhibiting livestock is like any other sport. Those who work the hardest often end up on top. In my gardening news, maintaining a healthy yard during the dog days of summer is hard, and the work you do in August will benefit your yard into the fall and winter. Fall and winter might be the last things on our mind now, but August is just the right time to begin preparing your yard for the cooler months by watering regularly, mowing, and performing other yard and garden tasks. There is also plenty to do. Spend a little time in the cooler mornings or evenings taking care of your yard and its surrounding to keep it looking lush and attractive while also avoiding the midday August heat. Watering is crucial this time of year for our lawns, gardens, and trees, young and old. As we continue to enjoy our summer with the hot and normal dry conditions of August, it's important to stay on top of our lawn and garden tasks. Fall is the optimum time to seed and overseed, dethatch and aerate, and fertilize cool season grasses. Make sure you keep up on your yard care to keep your area healthy and happy all year long. In my wheat news, plan now to attend the McPherson County Pre-Plant Wheat School, held August 22nd at 6:30 at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. Please plan to come enjoy a free barbecue, along with listening to the K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists, as they talk about ways to improve our soil fertility, varieties that are right for your operation here in McPherson County, and getting the most out of your wheat crop in these challenging times. This year, in addition to the wheat program, we will be having a ladies program presented by Audrey Seeger. Call our office today to RSVP. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open on Saturdays from 8 to 11 and again on Tuesdays from 5 till 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole Street in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. And then come on over each Saturday to the McPherson County Farmers Market. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will run every Saturday morning each week till the end of October from 7:30 till noon right here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Stop by our Round Top building and see what all the vendors have for you. That is homegrown or homemade. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their week.